Unit 13. The Last Flight of the Concorde. The fastest, highest flying, most elegant airplane in the world. That is how many passengers described the Concorde. And that's why many passengers were sad when the Concorde flew for the last time. The Concorde was a joint project of a British and a French aircraft company. The companies began designing the plane in 1962. The Concorde's first test flight was in 1969. Its first passenger flight was in 1973. People all over the world loved the Concorde. The world's only supersonic passenger jet, the Concorde flew at twice the speed of sound. Passengers could travel from London to New York in 3.5 hours. On a 747, this trip takes 7 or 8 hours. The plane also flew very high, over 18 kilometers high. Passengers could see 747s in the clouds many miles below them. Like astronauts, passengers could even see the round curve of the Earth. And the Concorde had an unusual feature. When it took off or landed, its needle-shaped nose pointed downwards so that the pilots could see the ground in front of them. This made the Concorde look like a bird of prey. The British and French designers had high hopes for the sleek aircraft. They wanted to sell hundreds of them around the world. However, the only airlines that bought and flew the Concorde were British Airways and Air France, and they bought only 7 Concordes each. The only regular flights were from Paris and from London to New York. In the winter, there was also a weekly flight from London to Barbados. The Concorde did not sell well because it had a number of problems. The biggest problem was the jet's sonic boom. From the ground, the boom was as loud as thunder. Because of the noise, the Concorde could usually fly only over the ocean, and only a few airports around the world allowed it to land. A second problem was fuel use. The Concorde burned 360 liters of fuel per minute. A 747 uses only about 220. Still another problem was the Concorde's short range. It could fly only about 7,000 kilometers without refueling. Finally, because of its narrow shape, the Concorde could carry only 100 passengers. Because of its limited size, a trip on a Concorde was expensive. Typically, a round-trip London to New York ticket cost about $7,500. About 20% more than a first-class ticket on a 747. Although tickets were costly, the Concorde was popular with many passengers, and both the British and French airlines made a profit on the Concorde until 2000. The Concorde was one of the safest planes of all time, at least until 2000. In that year, a Concorde crashed at Charles de Gaulle Airport near Paris. The plane hit a piece of metal on the ground, and the plane caught on fire as it took off. All 109 people on board and several people on the ground were killed. After the crash, the Concorde was not allowed to fly for over a year. During this time, the planes were modified to make them safer. When the Concorde began to fly again, the airline industry was in a slump. Few passengers bought tickets. Air France stopped flying the Concorde in May of 2003, and British Airways stopped in October of that year. After the last flight, the remaining Concordes went to museums around the world. For those who loved this extraordinary airplane, it was the end of an era.